Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Dukes and Bell. Folty's on his way back. And listen, I think for the starting pitching, and I think also for the pitching staff, it's going to be a shot in the arm. Now, is Folty going to maybe struggle here coming out for these rehab starts? Because, Mike, you know, they gave him – actually, I think they gave him one extra rehab start just to kind of make sure, and he didn't pitch too well in it.
Now, the innings were up. Yeah, it was 89, I think, or it was 90 was the pitch count, which is the all important thing these days. But, yeah, he gave up some hits. And according to the guys who are watching the games, I saw this from Mark Bowman and Dave O'Brien had it. Mark and MLB.com and our buddy Dave O'Brien in The Athletic, that in his rehab starts, Folty has been giving up hard contact. Guy's been putting bat on the ball. So that means, you know, maybe about location or more movement with the pitches. Either way, I'll take our lumps with this. Let's get him back up to the show and let's get him in. He does know how to pitch in the bigs, so let's go get him back up there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he does.
As I said earlier, these guys are not Fabergé eggs, okay? They're athletes. Let's get them up there and let's get them back to work.
So when you look at what's been going on with the bullpen, all right, let's take a look at Luke Jackson first. And when Luke Jackson gave up two hits, two walks, and four runs, and then that grand slam on opening day, everybody's like, oh! Luke Jackson, he's terrible. Jackson was relieved, you know, and certainly everybody thought, all right, this guy's not going to be here for a long term. All of a sudden, Mike, Jackson has allowed, you know, nine hits and three walks, totaling 15 strikeouts and 9 1/3 scoreless innings in his past nine appearances. Now, for us, and again, this is hardcore baseball stuff, for the nerds, as Mike and I like to say, we're not watching this every night. What I watch is the eye test. The guy comes in, he's terrible. I go, he was terrible. But when you break down the numbers, all of a sudden, Luke Jackson has got a little redemption is what we're getting to. His last 9 1/3 scoreless innings in his last nine outings or appearances, that's pretty good considering how opening day went and that first week of the season where you were like, oh, this is going to be terrible. A.J. Minter's another guy. You know, since giving up two walks in his season debut, that was April 4th. He allowed two hits, two runs, and a homer in his next outing. That was April 6th against the Marlins. Minter's shown some progress, guys. Five scoreless outings in his past six appearances. So you start looking at this from that angle, and you go, okay, well, maybe the bullpen, maybe Minter, they're starting to come along here, and things are going to get better for us. All we can do is cross our fingers. As far as Folty, he gives us a shot with starting pitching, and Mike and I have said this. Whether it's Gausman, Fried, Folty, we need six and a third, seven innings every night.
Yeah, man. Gausman tonight, by the way, he'll be going up against Sonny Gray for the Reds as they kick it off up there at the ballpark in Cincinnati. Fried has been just getting the love. Everybody's recognizing it. Dave O'Brien had a blog that a couple of scouts around the bigs are taking notice that he's a number one or a two on many teams right now. Sure, it should be a one or two on the Braves, and I think he's making that case right now. Apparently, Buster Olney was I'm doing my Tim Kirchin voice, but Buster talks like a normal person. But Buster was saying that Max Fried, again, has really become one of the best pitchers in the bigs. And, yeah, no argument here. You look at all the stats, all the numbers we've kicked. He should be 4-0 right now. And, unfortunately, he is not eligible for the Rookie of the Year, guys, because he had more than 50 innings pitched last season for the Braves.
So, tonight, we'll see what happens. Listen, the series played out completely different than what I thought it was going to win Cleveland. You know, after you lose that first game and then the way Tookie started, you go, in the second game, for the bullpen to step up the way they did, we got to give credit where credit's due. And for those last two games against the Indians, bullpen was really good. And so let's just hope that that continues. Because, Mike, the one thing I think is going to continue is the bats. I think this team, from what we're seeing, is going to be able to score runs. And the flexibility with the lineup, whether you want to hit Acuña leadoff or you want to hit him fourth or fifth, whether you want Ender up there, Donaldson is getting hot, I think, right now. And listen, I want to see him hot in September, but I also want to see him get on a tear where he puts a little fear in the other, you know, opponent's pitcher's mind that, listen, you got to pitch around me. Okay, well, then you're going to pitch to Freeman. Oh, you better pitch around him. Okay, well, then you're going to pitch to Marquez or Acuña. I mean, that's what we got right now.
Everybody is looking good, with the exception, unfortunately, of Dansby, who has cooled off a little bit. He's down to 254 after being way over 300 earlier in the season. But, you know, Markakis, he's still raking. Flowers, when he's in there, is raking. McCann is hitting well. Everybody out there, I mean, there's nothing really to argue about, Carl. I mean, I'll take a Dansby at 254 if he's a Gold Glove shortstop. That's always been our position. If he hits for power, that's the bonus. But the pitching, it's all where it starts and ends for me. If you can continue to hump along, I know you brought up Luke Jackson and Shane Carl and some of these guys. You know, just when you think a guy's turned the corner, he poops the bed. Let's hope that they get a little more consistent. Otherwise, you're going to have to trade for some bullpen help, certainly by the trade deadline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.